All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. Good afternoon, everyone. This is July 23rd, 2025 meeting of the Arizona Game and Fish Commission. I would like to acknowledge we have several commissioners attending virtually today, and I would also like to welcome any members of the public attending in person or viewing this meeting online. So thank you for being here. Appreciate you very much. Mr. Director, I welcome you and the department staff, and we'll turn the meeting over to you. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance, please. I'll lead it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Director.
I'll go ahead and introduce the agenda. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. Since we have commissioners appearing virtually for the meeting, I will do a roll call for the Commission prior to introducing the agenda. Please respond by saying aye if present.
Aye.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Marsha Petry Sue.
Present.
Commissioner Jeff Buchanan.
Aye.
Commissioner James Guggenauer.
Aye.
Commissioner Clay Hernandez.
Aye.
Commissioner Kurt Kerr.
Aye.
Aye.
There's a little echo. Madam Chair, we will be operating off an agenda dated July 21st, 2025. For the benefit of the public, agendas are available and located on the table by the door. We are webcasting this meeting. However, the webcast is not interactive. The department accommodates comments from attendees in person. If a member of the public would like to address the commission related to the agenda topic, please fill out a blue slip at the back of the room and make sure that gets to one of our staff people here at the meeting. With that, Madam Chair, we'll move on to Agenda Item 1. Agenda Item 1 is a commission letter to the Secretary of the Interior and Secretary of Agriculture regarding the Dragon Bravo fire, and the presenter is Luke Thompson, Special Assistant to the Director.
Thank you, Luke.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, good afternoon. We will pull up the presentation here on the screen so everybody can see that. I do have a brief set of slides for you regarding timelines associated with the Dragon Bravo fire. So next slide, please, Ben. Oh, excuse me. He gave me a clicker and he told me that it was up here before I got here and I forgot. So so over the last several weeks, I think all of us in the room have seen the news releases regarding the Dragon Bravo fire on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. The fire was first reported as with a start date of July 4th, 2025. Initially, a lightning-caused fire that was managed for resource benefit on the north rim of the Grand Canyon, primarily burning through habitats of mixed conifer, aspen, and ponderosa pine forest. The National Park Service, 7 days later, did order an evacuation of the north rim on Friday, July 11th. On the 12th, the Park Service reported that the fire had grown to approximately 5,000 acres, and the National Park Service confirmed a loss of over 50 structures, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. I'd like to point out there's been different numbers that have been reported for structures. We've seen reports of 50 to 80, some reports over 80 structures, but that number of 50 was reported by the Park Service back on the 12th. On July 13th, Governor Hobbs released a statement calling for a thorough and comprehensive investigation into the management of the Dragon Bravo fire, and subsequently Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego, as well as U.S. House Representative Paul Gosar, released similar statements. As of today, July 23rd, the Park Service reports that the Dragon Bravo fire has burned approximately 16,765 acres and is 26% contained. The Grand Canyon North Rim, the entirety of the North Rim, is closed for the remainder of the season. There are some wildlife resource concerns associated with this. The fire is burning primarily through ponderosa pine, aspen, and mixed conifer forest, as I mentioned. Certainly there's the bison population up on the North Rim that moves back and forth from the North Kaibab Forest and the National Park Service, as well as the North Kaibab mule deer population that migrates from kind of the Utah state line down toward to the North Rim of the Grand Canyon, as well as spotted owl habitats, et cetera, through the portion that's burning there on the Dragon Bravo fire. There we go. I went a couple slides too far. There we go. So I wanted to give the commission a quick visual of the Bravo fire or the Dragon Bravo fire. This is from today's press release from the Park Service. You can see the primary footprint of the Dragon Bravo fire there in the kind of the darker pink in the right center of the screen. As the fire burned, it continued to burn north along that Highway 67 corridor and is now approaching kind of that Saddle Mountain wilderness up in that upper right-hand corner. For reference, the department's House Rock Wildlife Area is north of that Saddle Mountain wilderness on the National Forest side for the North Kaibab Forest. The Park Service has been working on fire lines on the boundary of the U.S. Forest lands and the Park Service lands near the Saddle Mountain Wilderness, as well as working through what they're trying to do for full containment on that fire. Excellent. So with the interest associated with the fire and with the remarks coming from Governor Hobbs' offices and the respective senators and representatives, there are some opportunities in front of the commission moving forward. The commission could vote to move forward to vote to support the request by Governor Hobbs, the Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego, as well as Representative Gosar for a thorough review of the policies and the procedures that guided the response to the Dragon Bravo fire. The commission could also direct the department to submit a letter from the chair on behalf of the commission to both the Secretaries of the Interior and the Secretary of Agriculture regarding the response to the Dragon Bravo fire and the coordination with the Department on Impacts to Arizona's Natural Resources. That would include wildlife habitat and fisheries, obviously, but also potentially recreation opportunities. So with that, Madam Chair, that's all I had at this moment for the presentation, and I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Luke. I appreciate the detail on that. What I would like to do now, Mr. Director, I would like to move to executive session for legal advice.
So moved.
Second.
Do we have
any opportunity to ask questions, or are we going to wait until after executive session?
We will have them, we'll go into executive session, then we'll come back and ask for a motion, and we'll have comments and questions at that time. Does that work for you, Commissioner Buchanan? Okay, thank you.
So, Madam Chair, I'm told that probably about 20 minutes would be enough.
Okay. So. All right, so we will be moving into executive session, and
back in here at 2 p.m.
Back in here at 2 p.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like to call the meeting back to order, please. We did receive some blue slips. We did receive some blue slips. I'd like to call on them individually, please. Laura Jacoby, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. We just wanted to thank you for your time in meeting today and considering the impact of the Dragon Bravo fire on the resources, the wildlife and habitat and recreational opportunities. So we just wanted to thank you for your time.
That's lovely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your words. Jacob Jacoby.
I just wanted to echo my mother's words as well to say thank you for the considerations of the impacts to the resources and the recreation.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And for driving down from Flagstaff. Thank you. And this is Russell Jacoby, sir. Yeah.
So we also want to stand in solidarity to say thank you, because it's obviously an unscheduled meeting, and the impact that it has deeply affects people, and that you take it so serious touches my heart. So thank you.
Russell, thank you so much, and we so appreciate your concern and your feelings toward this, because it's very important for us to know people like you are concerned about the things that we do. So I appreciate your words. Thank you, sir.
And welcome. We are excited to see you in your new role.
Well, thank you.
Look forward to working with you more.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited. That is all the blue slips that we have. All right. We would like to, Luke, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Madam Chair, thank you. We will bring the slide presentation back up on the screen. Before we took a break for executive session, we did have the opportunities that were available to the commission or others, and we did. The next slide is an opportunity for question discussion from the commission regarding these two pieces, but I think for the purposes of keeping them front of mind, we'll keep this slide on the screen. And Madam Chair, we'll turn it over to you for discussion or question from the commission.
All right. Do we have any questions or comments from the commission, from the commissioners?
Madam Chair, Jeff Buchanan, I have a question and some comments.
Thank you, Jeff. Go ahead, please.
So my first, I want to start with a question, and this is back to Luke. As I understand what I've been reading on the fire and from what I can see on your map, the current black, the burned area, is still on all on National Park Service land. Is that correct? Or some of it gone on the Forest Service land?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Buchanan, that is correct. What you are seeing on the screen is entirely on National Park Service lands. That's not to confuse. There is a fire burning on the North Kaibab Forest up towards the Utah state line, but that's not part of the discussion today, and that's not on Park Service land.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I mean, there's fires. This is fire season. I know, because my son's a hotshot. You know, there's fires all over the West right now. So here's just some comments. As individual commissioners, I think we're free to weigh in on any issues that we're passionate about, obviously if they're related to the commission or not. And I've done it recently. Twice in the past 2 months, once on feral horses up in the White Mountains, and once in the potential sale by the federal government of public land. But as a commission, we should absolutely weigh in on issues that are affect our mission, you know, which is focused on both the future recreational opportunities of our public and wildlife and wildlife management. And the example recently that this commission has weighed in was to preserve the state's authorities to manage wildlife on the new national monument that was directed a couple of years ago. So that's, I think, is an absolutely appropriate use of the power of the commission and the commission's letter. I do share some concerns about management practices and decisions that have led to at least the exacerbation of this fire, not the initiation of it, lightning caused. But I don't understand why we would weigh in right now before that we have the results of any investigation. I mean, the fire is still burning. And we saw that it's 26% contained. That actually is firefighter speak for it's fairly well in hand. At least from what I understand, anytime it's over 10, they have a good plan on a way forward. But the damage to the environment has already been done. The fuels have been reduced. And frankly, the reduction of fuels is probably a good thing in the long term for wildlife and the habitat. And I'll go back to 2022. New Mexico had two fires that were more than 300,000 acres, and I was elk hunting in one of the in the black of one of those fires, the Calf Canyon fire, just 2 months after after the fire was put out. And because it happened in July, like this one, and we still had monsoon in front of us, there was a tremendous amount of growth and a tremendous amount of elk, frankly, in the area. As far as the location of the fire, we already don't have access for most of our public to hunt or to fish, and certainly not to hunt on any of the land impacted by the fire. And our department has minimal access or minimal capabilities to manage wildlife compared to the access they have on other federal land like the Forest Service and BLM land. If we're worried about the impact on wildfires, I don't know why we didn't weigh in after the Wallow fire that burned 538,000 acres and had a significant impact on a long-term impact on habitat for both Gila and Apache trout. And this department had to spend thousands of dollars, thousands of hours to restore some of that habitat to get what was then two different endangered species back up online. Or we didn't weigh in after the Bighorn fire, which happened when some of our, my fellow commissioners were on this commission in the Catalina Mountains of Tucson. That was 119,000 acres and burned some critical Bighorn sheep habitat that this department had expended a tremendous amount of energy to restore and get that sheep population back online and push ridge. Essentially, what we're doing right now potentially is considering action to just ask for the results of an investigation that has already been demanded by our own governor and several legislators that you see on the screen here. I don't understand why we don't just coordinate with the governor's office and ask for a copy of the results of the investigation. And if, in fact, there are problems with decision-making that exacerbated the fire or caused the management of the fire to destroy that much more wildlife habitat, then we should write a letter expressing our concerns with that decision-making. And we actually have some meat and evidence to sink our teeth into. Right now, it's premature. So my recommendation is to ask the governor's office if we can see a copy of this investigation and then make a decision what to do about it after the fact. That's all I have to say.
Luke, remind us of our next steps, please.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, so we came today for consideration by the Commission to submit a letter to the Secretary of Interior and Agriculture with those pieces on the screen that you see as opportunities. I think the conversation that was just brought up by Commissioner Buchanan is for the Commission to consider as they evaluate moving through this for the letter.
So would that be covered in these two Commission opportunities?
Madam Chair, I believe that opportunity would exist.
Okay.
Under these opportunities to coordinate with the governor's office as that report gets developed, et cetera, that opportunity would continue to exist for the Commission.
Okay. I will call for a motion then on these two Commission opportunities.
Madam Chair.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I thought I heard a hand go up, and we cannot see the screen. I wonder if there might be another.
Looks like Commissioner Guggenhauer has his hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yep. I'm sorry, I couldn't see it. Commissioner Guggenhauer?
Let me see if I can get my hand down first. All right. So, thank you, Madam Chair. And I'd like to address some comments by Commissioner Buchanan. I agree with every single thing he said. This action that we're doing today, because there's going to be lots of data that comes out. This is going to go on for years, probably, analyzing what could be done and the impacts that this is going to have on habitat and wildlife and all different facets of what the fire destroyed. I think our motion today is to bring maybe something that a lot of the public and, in fact, the federal government might not be looking at is the impact of wildlife and habitat and fisheries across the state. So I hear a lot talking about, oh, we lost this iconic lodge and stuff like that. All good, all fair comments. But I think what we're looking at is showing support for the governor in making sure that the Department of Interior, Department of Agriculture realize that it's more about just the loss of iconic remnants or the management of the fire. We need all those answers, but habitat is included here. So with that, Madam Chair, if you're ready, I can make a motion.
Commissioner Kerr has his hand raised.
Commissioner Kerr has his hand raised as well.
Commissioner Kerr, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. would it be possible to piggyback onto the concerns of the governor's office and the legislators without drafting a letter? Could we simply say, would you add us to the list of people who are interested in the, the investigation and the results of it?
Luke or Director?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Kerr, I don't know that that changes the outcome at all. We would still have to probably document that request, and the letter sort of documents the request. I think it's possible to potentially communicate on the phone or something, but I think we'd probably be more effective in some kind of written communication. It might be less formal than a letter, but I'm sure there's another route for it. I just don't know about which thing's more effective, in other words.
So to clarify, these two motions will help us move forward with whatever wording or whatever discipline we decide to use to get the information back showing our concern. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think if we add on Commissioner Buchanan's request about the results, I think that works that way, yes.
Madam okay.
Madam, yes.
All right. So that would be part then added to these two requests then. Then can I call for a motion, Luke? Is that appropriate?
Madam Chair, I'm not seeing any other hands. Commissioner Buchanan just raised his hand as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. So.
Again, Mr. Buchanan. I mean, I'm going to just express my reservations. This is a fire that's 16,000 acres. And I understand Commissioner Guggenhauer's comment about the focus on structures. Again, I share that. I'm concerned about the habitat. We just had this very year, we had the Greer fire that burned more than 20,000 acres. And we aren't expressing our deep concern about that. So if we're trying to set a precedence where anytime we have a fire over whatever amount, we're going to express our concerns about it, then I think we're headed in the wrong direction. I'm just stating my opposition to initiating an action before we even know what happened. And that's what we're getting ready to do. We're, if we coordinate with the governor's office and ask for the results, then we actually have evidence, and then we can weigh in with, okay, this was a bad decision. You let too much fuel build up. You made a bad decision to manage this when the humidity was too low or winds were too high or something like that. But we don't have those facts right now. And, this commission always tries to operate off of data and facts, and that's not present here. All that's present here is a bunch of conjecture until we get the results of the investigation.
So, Luke, would us moving forward with whether it's this motion or a revised motion, would that help us then go back to Governor Hobbs' office and request that, or do we have to have a totally new motion?
Madam Chair, I believe that what's presented through the presentation as well as the discussion here can be modified to the commission's liking in their approach. We've seen in the past that these letters do bring the commission to the discussion. They do show the commission support for, say, the executive, in this case in Arizona, as well as the respective senators and the representatives. We've also seen in the past some of our letters to the Forest Service and Park Service also assist them with some of their initiatives of wanting to understand the management aspects of certain things. The Wild Horse letter comes to mind, as well as some of the monument pieces, the efforts that we went through with the National Monument, and I believe both of those were brought up today. So the letter does elevate the commission into the conversation. It provides an additional opportunity to be engaged on the topic and show that support broadly.
So shall I call for a motion?
Madam Chair, I believe that the motion that you could call for was a motion to approve to move forward with this, with the amendment to include an ask of the governor's office that we'd be included in the results of whatever investigation they're going to have.
Thank you, Director. So do I have a motion?
We got it.
Okay. Commissioner Guggenhauer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just make one additional comment. It doesn't mean that as more data comes to light and more analysis is done, that the commission can't continue to engage in this and have additional letters that are generated and sent in with that. With that, Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion to support the request by Governor Katie Hobbs, U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, Ruben Gallego, and U.S. Representative Paul Gosar for a thorough review of policies and procedures that guided the response to this event. In addition, I'd like to direct the department to submit a letter from the chair on behalf of the commission to the secretaries of Department of Interior and Agriculture regarding the response to the Dragon Bravo fire and coordination with the department on impacts to Arizona's natural resources, including wildlife, habitat, and its fisheries.
Do I have a second, please?
Second.
Was that Commissioner Kerr?
It's Clay.
Okay. Commissioner Hernandez.
Oh, thank you, Clay. All right. I have a motion by Commissioner Guggenhauer. I have a second by Clay, Commissioner Hernandez. And any more discussion? All right, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm opposed, Buchanan.
Okay, we have four that are for the moving forward and one opposed, and that would be Commissioner Buchanan. The motion passes. Yep. Yes, I'm sorry. Yep. Commissioner Guggenhauer.
Just a question for Mr. Odenkirk. Do we need to do an individual roll call, or are we okay with what we just did?
I think the recording was able to capture that there were four votes in the affirmative, and so I don't think a roll call is necessary.
All right.
Very well. Thank you.
So it passes 4-1. All right. With that, Luke, thank you so much.
Madam Chair, thank you.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Guggenhauer, a second from Commissioner Hernandez. All in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I really appreciate your making the effort.
Thank you, Madam Chair.